Today, we are discussing Australian penguins in jumpers. That's right, penguins in Australia wearing fancy knitwear. Members of a mental health project, Lynx, based in Tletley, have been knitting for the penguins. A friend of the show is now going to tell us all about it. Susie Hamill. Hello, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Jason. How are
Susie
you?
Susie Hamill is from Lynx, and this sounds like a mad idea.
Well, it's an idea, really, that came about. I mean, Lynx always tries to do things for other people. And I think, you know, we're very aware that we're a very fortunate charity. We get lots of support and we like to give back. It's very important. And of the many activities we offer, we have a knitting group. Well, it's a stitch group, actually, and they do a range of needle crafts. It's run by a man who is actually the chair of our organisation, a wonderful man called Paul Betteridge. And he's a massive animal lover. And he was scanning the internet one day and he came across this article about the little penguins of the Phillip Island Nature Reserve in Australia, who, after they've got all this terrible, horrible, awful, grimy slick on them, need some protection. And the idea was born out there in Australia. They would ask people to knit jumpers for the little penguins. And Paul bought this into his knitting group. And you can download the pattern. And they've just been knitting away. And I think last weekend we sent away 20 little knitted jumpers of various sizes, because penguins aren't all fat and aren't all thin. They send you the pattern. And we've sent about 20 of them away, each one knitted with love in Llanelli.
I hope you get to see pictures of these penguins wearing this knitwear.
Oh, I'm sure we will do. I'm sure. Well, maybe our digital photography group need to take a trip down there.
Yeah, yeah. And is it just knitwear? I tell you the reason why, Susie, because you're going to give us the details at the end of this interview, but I've just cleared out my attic, so I've got lots of old knitwear that I've not worn for a while. I mean, does it have to be knitwear from Llanelli? Do I have to have knitted a jumper, or can I donate a jumper?
No, you have to donate wool, because Jason, although you are very slight, I think even the sleeve of one of your jumpers would probably be a little bit long and a little bit wide for the baby penguins.
Such a shame, because I had this image of a penguin wearing a lovely Hugo Boss jumper.
Well, if you want to send it down, it might fit my husband, that's all I can say. That's your donation to my personal charity.
So how cool do you think these penguins will look in Leslie jumpers?
Well, they're going to look amazing, aren't they, let's be honest, and a range of colours. We haven't quite got into doing the designs. If you have a look at the website, there are some really good funky designs. So I think if anybody wants to send me a challenge for a sort of design, I'd like to see one like a DJ. Wouldn't that be really cool? A penguin in like a DJ sort of jumper.
That would be good.